Jared Gomes here with you, and one of the big events in High Prairie every year is the Elks Pro Rodeo. This is their 63rd year, so I thought I'd bring someone in to chat about it. We'll kick it off by introducing your name and title.
Lindsay Pratt, Media Director for the Elks Pro Rodeo in High Prairie.
Awesome. And tell me about the event. What's going on if people don't know, which they should?
You know, we've had a bunch of work bees in the last week. We've had some great turnout at our work bees, and the grounds are looking spectacular. Again, midweek rodeo. We're coming in Tuesday, Wednesday hot. We're bringing the best cowboys and the best stock to High Prairie and the High Prairie region, so we want everybody to come out.
I mean, this is one of the big events in High Prairie every year. Are you hoping for a good turnout this year?
Well, again, go back to the rodeo part of it. We are bringing the best. Some saddle bronc riders that we already know that are entered in here is four-time NFR finalists Colby Wanchuk, Dawson and Logan Hay are coming. Lawton Green. So these are the best cowboys in the world. And the NFR is the rodeo in the States, the finals in the States. So these guys are big time. And they're coming to our rodeo in High Prairie because they want to qualify for the Canadian finals. Steer wrestler just won the Calgary Stampede. He's going to be here. Curtis and Cody Cassidy, longtime CFR finalists and champions over the years, are coming. So again, we're bringing the best of the best.
Is there any other contestants or maybe any events people should make sure they come on down for?
Something that we're bringing back that we had years ago is the wild pony race for kids. It's not for everybody's kids, but it's for those kids that are with rodeo and whatnot. So basically they turn out a pony that's wild and three kids trying to jump on it and get one of them on it and have a ride. So it's crazy. They do it at the Calgary Stampede. It's a crowd favorite, and we're bringing it back this year. We've already got a couple teams entered. And so anybody that's looking to enter that, we from age 8 to 12 can enter. You can contact us at the office in High Prairie.
Awesome. And I mean, this is the 63rd year. So have you guys learned anything over the years, or is it like perfected at this point?
Well, you know what? Our focus and our key is, and I've kind of repeated myself already, is we're bringing the best of the best. Kessler Pro Rodeo stock is coming in. He's really revamped his stock and coming back with some great bucking horses. His bulls are outstanding. He had a bunch of bulls and horses down at the Calgary Stampede and did really well on them. So again, we're really focused on bringing the best rodeo we can. A lot of these cowboys go to the national finals in Vegas or the Canadian finals in Edmonton. And so they need these points here to get to those big events, to big the big money. So, you know, the rodeo is our key focus. We do have some, again, the midway. Please get your midway pre-sale tickets. You can buy them for $45 or you can buy them for $55 at the door. That gets you into that midway. All the rides all day. We got the parade coming, starts at 11 o'clock on Tuesday. Again, we're very proud of our parade. It's just not a High Prairie parade. It's a regional parade. We get floats from the surrounding areas down to Slave Lake, up to Peace River. So I really want to see everybody come out and put a float in the parade or come and watch it.
Awesome. Yeah, because that's going all the way through town. I know we're going to be in there as well. And if people want to get tickets, do they just do that down at the grounds, or is there another spot to do so?
You can buy pre-sale tickets for the midway at the Elks office, but to get into the rodeo itself, they're just sold at the grounds. Same thing for the dance tickets. We have dances two nights. Specifically, the first night is always sold out. The second night is pretty close to sold out, but you can buy your tickets at the door for those. And again, it's going to be a rocking good time at it.
Anything else you wanted to touch on? I guess anything we missed? I know we touched on midway. I guess if people are down there, I know there's the concession and other things usually as well.
Well, Royal Purple makes up some homemade food that's just to die for. And I know that a lot of the cowboys that come make sure they get across the track and get to that Royal Purple food. So thanks to them for putting on some great food for us. The Midway, again, West Coast Amusements will be there. They're excited about coming.
And you can't forget about the Teepee Village put on by the local indigenous community.
again, we just really want to emphasize this is a regional event. This is Nassau High Prairie, so we welcome everybody. Midweek rodeo, the cowboys come because they can make sure that they can hit multiple rodeos here rather than having to leave the second the rodeo's done to get to another one on the weekend. So they really like it. And again, we're bringing the best stock into High Prairie. I could go through the list of bull riders and stuff that are coming, but they're top of the line guys that are trying to get those that a little extra money to make sure they get to the national finals and the Canadian finals.
Yeah, I know. Every time I've gone and watched the events, it's always quality because these guys know what they're doing, and it's always fantastic to see them out there doing their best.
Yeah, we got Ricky Ticky Wanchuck, a clown, coming back. Who knows if it's ever going to be his last year, but he's coming back. Tim Edge, our rodeo announcer, he's coming back again. Top of the line guy. We're just bringing the best of the best in. Pony Chuckwagons, Pony Chariots. Again, we run the chariots before the rodeo, and then mutton busting, and then the rodeo gets started. The second day, we do the same thing again. We just start a little bit later so that people that have to work can maybe sneak away from work at 2 or 3 o'clock and catch the full rodeo. Pony chariots again before the rodeo. Chuck wagons run after the rodeo, and again we're just looking forward to putting on a great show, and would want to get everybody to come out and see it. Again, these cowboys and these stock that you're going to see this Tuesday, Wednesday, these are the same cowboys and stock that run at the Canadian finals. So come on out, see the best of the best right in your hometown.